Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakey. How may I help you today?
I was calling in because I had some charges on my account, and I just spoke with someone, and she said it was like a fitness tracker, some earbuds or whatever, and I'm telling her that I know I just moved here to this apartment, and I don't have these items, and I know I wouldn't order no fitness tracker for 6 to 9, 8 to 7. Because I broke my ankle, so I wouldn't be doing no fitness or anything.
I know you don't need anything fitness-wise, huh?
No, ma'am, not right now. I'm moving, but not like that.
No, you're fine. Let me get it pulled up. What's your zip code?
35209.
First and last name?
Erica Green.
Okay. And then verify your address for security purposes.
1651 C Lakeshore Court.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here with the information matching for a smart fitness tracker. Looks like it's also showing a replacement colored strap and a watch. And also on wireless earbuds, and you're saying that you never signed up for any of this, correct?
I don't know. I don't remember signing up for any of this because I got earbuds. Why would I order more? I don't remember. Now, unless this came through something else that I ordered.
I have no idea. It can come in a survey, it can come in a text, email, or it can show up on social media, through Instagram, Facebook. Have you ordered anything like that?
Not that I recall.
So who would have all your information? Is there someone that has all your information besides you that you're aware of?
Now, did you say something about a survey?
Yeah, sometimes people take surveys and they'll say pick out gifts or whatever.
I think I did do a survey. But it said it was free.
It is, but what you have to do is that's just the ad to sell it to you. But once you agree to pay for the shipping, you have to read those terms and conditions. Then it tells you that it's only free 1 to 14 days. And if you don't call in, they charge you full price because this is a reoccurring monthly charge.
Okay, see. I did read that about the shipping and handling. So I do remember doing a survey. And you said something about a watch.
So was it for these products? Yeah, it's a watch. Yeah, it's something like that.
Okay. I haven't received these things, but I don't want them. If they come, can I get an address to send them back? But like I said, I haven't been long ago moved here.
I know.
So I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like they've been shipped out. What you're gonna probably have to do is once you get this, give us a call back and see, because yeah, once it ship it, we can't stop it. So let me see here what we can do. Well, first, let's go with do this first. So would you like to continue receiving those products at a 35% discount every 30 days in the future?
No, ma'am.
All right. Would you like to continue at a 50% discount every 60 days in the future?
No, ma'am.
All right. And the last one, would you like to continue at a 75% discount every 30 days in the future?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, let's see here.
Because they've taken like $70, $50, $28, $20, and $5. Well, really $6, $5.97. Those are all the charges. And they started on March the 17th. And I know I wouldn't have paid that for that. I just, like you said,
who are you? Look, it happened to me, and I was like, I cannot believe it. Because I did the same thing. I went on there, signed up for some kind of thing, it was some diet pills or something. And I was like, just pay for shipping. Didn't read nothing, but like you said, the ad, pay for shipping, got off the website. It was a monthly subscription. I was like, why are these people taking this money out of my account? And then I called them, and it was the same thing.
Be returned, and I just hit the roof. I'm telling you, I'm just like, because I was ready to rip my son a new one if he had ordered this stuff on my car without asking me.
Oh, I know you. You would look, and let me tell you, people will get you like that because I know, you know how sometimes people say, let me use your card, because, you know, they're thinking the same thing. Oh, it's only $5 or $6, and that is true. But if you don't read it, see, they don't know they're going to get billed. Then
read
now
it
you didn't use somebody else's card. Yeah. And now they're taking this money off their card. And you're like, I thought you said that was, you know, $5 or $6. And now you didn't take $100 off somebody's card. Trust me, that happens. That's why I would never let somebody sign. I don't care what it is. Go get your prepaid card. Nobody has no money to be giving away.
When I call the bank, they want to give me a new card. And I'm like, no, man, I know this number. I got too much stuff tied to this card. Let me just try to do some more research to find out where this is coming from.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me back here, too, when I had to do something. I had to do, like, a stop payment. And they was like, you want to try? I said, no. I have things coming out. No, I do not need to get my card changed. I'm not going through that.
I know that's real.
Yeah, it's a lot when you go to change. And sometimes they'll just cancel it, and you don't even know. I've heard people calling mad, saying that they just canceled their card out. You know, now they got to start over. They got the stuff coming out, and the people just didn't cancel the bank, didn't cancel the card. They ain't even asked the people or nothing. Just closed it.
And it's amazing how they pick up stuff when I do a DoorDash order and they don't approve it, but then you let something like this go through and you don't send me a notification that, you know, asking me did I approve these charges. I'm just glad I was watching.
See,
otherwise I would have been like, where is my money going?
That's how they do. The smallest stuff now, they'll question you about it, but then when something big comes through, they just let it go through. And then after they let it go through, they'll call you and say, oh, did you do that? But they didn't already got the money. So I'm like, so you really gonna call me after they didn't took my money?
Yeah, I mean, what good does it do? I mean, I ain't got no
exactly.
money to give away. I ain't even got none. And then having to be out with my ankle, I definitely ain't got none to give away.
And then with this pandemic going on, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Like I said, they should have been giving out payments. Like I said, like in other countries, you know, some countries were getting like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 a month since the pandemic for their bills. And I'm thinking, but over here in the United States, they want to give somebody a couple of dollars for the process over $5,000, $6,000. I mean, well, people have bills every month. They don't stop, you know. So how do you think you give somebody $600, $1,200, or even $1,400, like, in over the course of your time? Well, the people done got so backed up, so by the time they get that money, what's it good for? Even when they pay bills, they probably still behind.
Especially when you're used to making more money than that. And then, like I say, the power bill, all these people saying, oh, we won't cut your services off. But, yeah, my damn bill piling up. And if I couldn't pay it, how am I going to pay this enormous amount? And it's going to end up getting cut off anyway.
And see, that's what people was not understanding. I told them it was a gimmick. I said, do you believe? I said, yeah, I thank them. I said, you got to understand. It's okay if you can let your bill pile up and you can come up with the money. But like you said, why would you let your bill pile up and then if you don't got the money, they're going to cut you off?
Well, I paid that if I ain't paying nothing else. Like I said, at least we'll be, you know, I could work with the rent people. And some other people that I paid that because I did not want that bill to supersede, you know, the others, because I'm like, shit, without power and water and gas, I can't do that.
You can't do nothing. You got to have rent, power, and water if you ain't got nothing else. But they kept saying, oh, yeah, when it first came out, oh, yeah. And then they said you could pay your bills, like, okay. And then I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, you could pay your bills. Like, okay, but once this pile up over the course of time, then all of a sudden they're going to say, we need you to pay your bill, and then you ain't got no money. What you think they're going to do?
They're going to cut it right on off, and then you're going to have to pay more money.
And then you're going to have to pay all them reconnect fees, and they got them so high now.
All that stuff. Yes.
The deposit is ridiculous. Like, I mean, charging people $300 for a deposit. I mean, are you kidding me? $300? Like, that's like then they'll charge you some kind of fee, $40 fee for, you know how when you get your lights and stuff cut on, you know how they, oh my, I just be like, are you kidding me? for three.
It's a mess.
I don't know where are we living in.
Now everything's so high because these people getting these stimulus checks and they running everything up, you know, and I was like, I needed to get a car. And I told the man, I don't have no income tax money or stimulus money. This is hard-earned work money. And please don't give me the prices you get at the income tax fee because I don't buy a car every income tax. I need this car right now for my son to go to school and to work, and so I can do what I need to do.
You right, because you told them right, because they show what they're doing. They thinking you got that little tax money, baby, and that little stealing, and you ready to spend it. And I ain't got my stimulus check either. I got I did the taxes, but I ain't got no, like I said, but I don't never get mine when they first do it. It always be like, I normally get mine like within that second week. I don't get it when they first process it. It normally hit like the second week or whatever. But like you said, when you already got stuff to do, that little money be, I mean, it's just like you ain't even got it because once you get it.
It ain't like you ain't got it.
Mm-hmm. So how does it happen when you got stuff you got
smart,
to pay?
I know it's meant to stimulate the economy, but somebody who's smart would pay those bills up that they've been fighting about and struggling on, pay them bills up and do. Don't be running out here buying all kind of crazy mess that you don't need. Just because you got some extra money.
And you notice what they're doing with it, going to buy Jordans and
shoes,
outfits
and
shoes and weed.
All that mess.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing. What you going to do in a minute when your bills and stuff do, now you looking stupid, but you had some money to
now
catch up your bills.
Stupid.
But now you... Exactly. Like, child, put that money to get used. At least say, well, I paid my car note, or I paid my rental, you know, for about a month or two or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Child, like I said, these people, they don't care.
They don't.
Yes, they do not care, baby. They just, ooh. It is, it's sad, but I'm like you, don't get me wrong, I ain't saying I've been hurting for nothing. You know, because my job, you know, like I said, we've been working because, you know, like I said, they're like a private-owned company, so it's essential.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we haven't shut down since. Our job been going and going. They offer overtime. So, you know, like I said, you know, so everything was still going to flow, you know, with me.
Okay.
So my husband, he's an engineer. So basically, you know what I'm saying? I don't even have to be doing them for real, but, you know, I'm just used to working.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's other people out there, like you said, can't stay there. So what we do when we get the money, we just take it and put it in the savings, you know, because, you know, all our bills still afloat. You know, they still going on a regular, but you know what I'm saying? They ain't never stopped. So when you get the extra money, we ain't just finna throw it away. We just put it up, you know, and then if we want to do something, go somewhere, you know, then that's when you take the money out and use it.
Yeah. So I say, I ain't always been smart like that, but seeing a couple of hard times fall on you and being a single parent, you learn how to be like, hold up, don't just run wild and go crazy because you got some more days to come.
But you know, some people
house,
really.
So we ain't got to be buying food.
And do you know, don't even get on that. Do you know how high food is, baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like I tell people, we don't get food stamps. I ain't never got no food stamps. I mean, my husband ain't never got no kind of assistance. We done paid everything out of pocket. And I see people, I go in the store, I get so mad. Got two buggies full of food. And I'm like,
what
you going to do with all this food?
And it'll be
buy my groceries.
They just eat all the time, and it'll run out real quick because they gonna sell some of them, and they gonna buy some food with some of them. And then when the food is gone, they done sold the stamps. Now you got to sit and look stupid and go from day to day how you gonna feed your kids because now you ain't got no more stamps because you done sold them or you done went in there and bought all that unnecessary junk. That's why all of our kids are obese.
You're right, and you're right, because that's exactly
what we do. They buy the cheap food, and cheap food is fattening. They ain't going to buy no healthy stuff because it's expensive.
You're right about that. You sure telling the truth. Because I know a girl who get this thing. She got five kids, and that's what she said her kid do when she buy snacks. She said she look in the pantry, and they been ate up everything, and she been just bought
everything.
Food. That's a lot. I said, well, that's your house. You let them know when you get a snack, don't go back in there no more.
But see, that's what I told them when we was growing up. We couldn't eat. We couldn't just walk and go back and forth to the refrigerator looking. We couldn't do that.
Oh, we couldn't do that either.
You know, we couldn't do that. My mom and dad laid out what we was going to eat because my grandmama kept up. So she laid out what we was going to eat. You either ate that or you was hungry. And, like, my niece, I had been watching her while she was going to virtual school. She happened to log in at 8:10. She started eating at 8:10. And by the time they go on that break at 10:30, her lunch bucket is empty. Then she looked at me telling me something. I want some chicken or something. No, you've been eating since you got here. You better tell your mom to send you some extra or whatever. I ain't got no money to be going. No, ma'am. You done ate everything. You ate your lunch, your breakfast, your snack, all in one piece. No, ma'am.
She said, I told her I want some chicken.
We was together the other night, and they fixed the children chicken tenders, and the grown folks had chicken wings. She wound up her mouth. I said, what's wrong with you? I want a chicken wing. You just sat here and ate three tenders, so why would you want a chicken wing? You just want it because the adults are eating it. That's the only reason why you want it. Stop being so greedy. I said, because when you get fat and lose that little girly shape, it ain't gonna be nothing funny.
Ooh, it ain't no joke when you gain weight, baby. That's your whole
clothes and stuff to fit you. No.
Like, and then plus you look big. When you get bigger, it ain't, you're not attractive either, because when you gain a lot of weight, you know, you don't be as attractive. And then, you know, clothes look good, then you be upset because, you know, you didn't gain any weight. You looking ugly and down. Ain't nobody trying to talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what we do to these kids, I guess, out of the fear that maybe some people have been hungry or whatever, and they figure, okay, well, my kids, I'm going to feed them to death till they talk. Send them outside to run around and play like we used to have to do. We couldn't just sit up and eat like that. We ate three meals a day, and we were lucky if we got a snack.
Exactly. I know. We stayed outside running.
Yeah. My son would take a box of honey buns and sit them down beside him while he playing on the game. He just reach in the box and get one, exhale it, throw the paper to the side, get another one. Why you can't just eat one? Why you got to eat
the whole box
in 20 minutes?
That's how they do.
We would.
If you quit eating up everything. Oh, Lord. But you know that's how them boys, you know you have boys, you know that's what they do. They don't play. Baby, they go to town on them snacks and their food.
And I be the gay and breakfast or whatever, and I'm sitting up here. I can go on the weekends, like I can eat breakfast, and I can go all the way to that night and not eat. And I'm like, fix breakfast, big nice breakfast, and then an hour later you tell me something, what's for lunch? You ain't no way you could be hungry. And I'm just like, oh my God. That's why we had them long breaks. Go to your bed house. Go to your bed house. Because this break wasn't included in my child support. Go to your daddy house.
That's what I be saying too. Go on, like, send these kids on to these folks and let your dad, they always want to eat out the mama. Go on, let your dad feed you sometime. They get them all the breaks
so
in the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, mama, I need money for those. Ask your dad if that's okay. Okay, well, why you going to do that for me?
I don't know. I wonder why it be like that, because I know people tell me that too about their kids. I guess when you grow up in a single home and y'all be separated, I guess they get so used to, you know, you doing so for them, they don't be going to ask them. But baby, you got to ask them because you hurt my pocket.
Sure is. I don't know why you think I always got it. Your dad ain't got no house to take care of. I do. Call him. He ought to have some money.
And they do be having some money, but like you said, the kids just don't want to call. They don't want to ask.
Don't be wanting to ask. And mine can be right over there with his daddy and call me and ask me, well, I bring him something to eat. I'd be like, shit me. You don't be over here with me calling your daddy to bring you something to eat. Bible challenge.
I don't blame. I don't know, but they. I know you ain't like. I'm telling. I know plenty of people like that. We all in the same housing, so it really don't matter. Now, of course, you know if you been home, you like, oh, bring some food, but it's for the same house, so it don't matter if you know if you at home and he ain't gonna get out. But like you said, that's two separate households. So when you by yourself, you don't need to be taking no food over there. What you taking food over there for? That ain't your responsibility at that time.
That ain't my responsibility. When he with you, you don't bring none over here when he with me.
Oh, what you talking about? I be blowing it up. Let me have a co-parent. Baby, when I tell you I be blowing it up, oh, I be at home. But, oh, can you bring such and such something to eat? Can you drop this off? Can you go put this? They'll be tired of me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm for real. Because like you said, they demand. They really don't know how good they got it when they got in the house with their kids. They got it real good. And half of them don't even be on child support, and you know they be having it good. The ones like that get the child every other weekend, once or twice every 2 months, and then maybe throw a couple of dollars here and then they think they doing something.
Mm-hmm. No, I tell them, no, let's not go to child support. I'm asking you to give me this certain amount to help me for the month. If you want to go to child support, okay, but I guarantee you. Child support ain't gonna tell you to give me this amount. They're gonna tell you to give me three times that. So now you can leave well enough alone to do what I'm asking you to do, or you can go on to court, however you want to do it.
But you know, it's really sad you have to go there with somebody. They don't want to go to court, but just can't give you. And you ain't, like you said, most time women don't be asking for what they're gonna charge you in court unless they build or mad or want to be with you or something like that. You know how them kind be.
Baby,
so they have to go to court.
All I wanted was $50 a month to go on my baby lunch account. That's all I asked you for.
Are you for
and
real?
You
and
do
I.
That. And you couldn't.
You
even gotta do
stop.
That. Why you got
$50?
Remind me. I said, shit, every time I sit down and eat, I think about what has my baby eaten. Don't tell me I need to remind you. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, I would have ran down. I would have ran down him so quick. Look, they've been saying, golly, lady, slow down. We go. I done flew down there on him, babe. I would have said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It ain't as sad you got to go to the courthouse, to the White House, and have these people. You in there acting a fool and taking money out your check. Like, who wants somebody else taking money out before they even get their own check?
Okay.
You ain't got to put these people in your business. Really?
Yep, they don't get it.
I ain't never been in. I said to myself, if I ever had to split up, I would, you know what I'm saying, with him, he ain't even that type of man, but I would never want to have to, you know, go to court. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, that just looks so bad. You know what I'm saying? That you be, it's just embarrassing, you know, that you got to do that.
It is. It really is.
Somebody else got to force you and make you basically help take care of your child.
And then you mad. Like I say, when you see your child, they be well put together. Don't worry about if I get my hair done or I put some gas in my car. Hell, I got the run of me where you don't.
And, you know, and ooh, I know ones, but they'll kill me. Like when they, I know my friends say every time her baby to get some money, he always say, this for the kids. Don't spend it on yourself. I said, babe, when I got through with him, he wasn't a baby. Let me tell you what, I'm thinking about taking care of these kids. You throwing a dollar here and there, and you going to have no tell me to tell my don't spit.
Baby, I would have showed y'all, right? Okay, this for the money that I already spent on them. I'm going to get mine back. How about that?
Because that's the way I would look at it. If it was me, because the bills, everything I already paid. So you got to understand, if I done bought them everything they need and paid the bills, if you give me some money for them, it's nothing wrong with me spending it on myself because I done paid for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they don't be understanding. It's more, this is for the kid. That's all y'all do. Want to spend each your money. Really?
Okay. You can't pay me enough child support.
It's
not going to be on time, but not having to call in to work when they sick. And you sitting up there, you go to work, or you still sleep and all this kind of stuff. Mm-mm.
Exactly, like for real.
So are they you looking for something, or what they deciding to do with my stuff?
What on here is stating that after you deny it, it says once you get it, yeah, you'll have to give us a call back. It's not showing. I don't see anything for a type of refund, or they may let you send it back. Do you have all the, do you have the products? So once you receive it, I would just call back in and see if you could get it shipped back. Because as of now, that you don't have the products, there's nothing that we can do because you don't have the products. So, but we can cancel it out so they don't bill you, keep billing you for it. But as soon as you get them, let me see.
What if I don't ever get them? Because if I ain't got them,
let me see. Let me check it for you. I know. Let me check it. Let me get this check, track it for you. It might give me a date. Let me see. It usually does. Let me see. Yes, it looks like. Let's see. All right, it looks like here it's saying that it was it's showing March the 18th. Let me see. Let me go back. But that's what the date is. Today is the 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you said you haven't made, because at first it's showing it's not delivered, but then when I track it, it's showing tracking number delivered Birmingham, Alabama, March 18th at 3:09. Date provided by the U.S. Postal Service.
Coming out on the 7th, and see, I just moved here. So I haven't really been here, so I don't know if, you know what I'm saying, but I haven't gotten it.
I was just about to say, yeah, because it shows, like I said, it don't show delivered up front, but then when I track it, it give me the delivery date. It's showing delivered. Do you have a mailbox or a postal?
I have a mailbox.
You got a mailbox? Oh, okay. Well, you might want to call them. You're whoever you get your mail through and see, because it's showing that they delivered on the 18th, but you're saying you didn't get anything to tell them you need proof that they delivered this because you don't have anything and you need to get these products so you can send them back.
Okay.
But yeah, but that's what it's showing.
So I need to contact the post office.
Yeah, call the post office and call back and let us know what they say, because it's showing here that it was delivered. So you need to get the, tell
so
them
so
they
right
need to give
now,
you.
This,
uh-huh.
So this, as of right now, this $69 and this $50, this is going to be gone out of my account until then?
Until you can call back in and either with the products or whatever the U.S. Postal Service gives, they're going to have to go from there. Yeah, because without any kind of product, even if they were going to let you send it back, you don't even have it.
Yeah.
But that's what it's saying. I know, like I said, Yeah, it's showing that. Like I said, you definitely could tell them if they did, you need some kind of proof. You need, you know what I'm saying? Because tell them you have not gotten anything. If they delivered it, who they delivered it to?
Because one of the other residents had a note up saying that if anybody received in the mail for him, he's been, a lot of his important papers have been getting lost, which, you know, if I get mail that don't belong to me, I put it in the thing for it to go back. I don't keep it. Okay, well, I'll contact the post office and see what's the deal.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, call them and
do you have a tracking number or where it's supposed to be? What's the address that it's supposed to be coming from?
Yeah, I can give you the tracking on it. It just says delivered March 18th, 3:09, Birmingham, Alabama. And then it has the tracking and the phone number for the U.S. Postal Service.
Okay. What's the tracking number?
All right, give me one second. Let me pull it up for you so I can see it. Because it's a long number. All right, the number is going to be 9405. 563-622-0526-1726-0530-58.
Okay, do you say you have the number on the postal code?
Yes, ma'am. The number here is 1-800-275-8777.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely make sure you tell them, because like you said, and listen, like I said, I don't know it, because usually when it's delivered, it will be showing, you know, like it usually does up front, but it doesn't show it. But then it's like when I track it, it shows it. So that's why I'm kind of wondering, you know, it delivered to the right place or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're in Birmingham, Alabama. Oh, okay, I didn't know you were in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there in a minute. They're actually trying to go there to some kind of park in Birmingham. You know, they're talking about it's like a park where you go picnic.
Railroad Park.
No, I think they're trying to go there for Easter. It's what else other park do they have, like it's kind of like a big park, like you can go and take your family and trying to see, because they're trying to go there for Easter. I'm sure you know what it is.
I can think of it as Railroad Park or Oak Mountain.
What's the second one you said?
Oak Mountain.
Yeah, that's, I think that's what it is. They're trying to go there for, I think it's Easter. Yeah, oh yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, Oak Mountain State Park. Yeah, the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what they're trying to go to, rent that out for Easter. Our family, which our family is all over. But, yeah, that's what they're trying to do. I've never been. My sister said she's went it with her idea, but she stays in Nashville. But, yeah, like I said, we used to go to Birmingham all the time, like for the classic and shopping and things like that,
yeah,
but we haven't been in a minute.
It's supposed to be in April, but they're not talking about, they're not letting the bands come, or they're not doing any tailgating or whatever. So there ain't going to be nobody out there.
So why they not have, so they ain't gonna let the band, so what in the world is going, the classic going to be then?
They just want that, they just think people crazy enough to come out and spend that money for the classic. Folks want to socialize and walk around and meet and greet their friends. That's all the time. Some people get a chance to get together, and they say no bands and no all of this. And I was like, well, y'all ain't gonna have much.
Yeah, and who you think? Do you really think people finna drive all over for that? They must be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to waste their time driving out of town and can't do this socialize. Like say, you ain't got no other bands. So what they coming to see?
Just to watch a game. They not going to do that.
Not at all. And I don't blame them because I used to go all the time. But I wouldn't go either. Who in that right mind going to go?
Yeah, people look forward to getting them Winnebagoes and stuff like that to go out and tailgate and enjoy their friends and family. Folks ain't finna do that if that's all they doing.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I'm going to call this number and see, can I get something?
I was about to say, yeah, go ahead.
I
know. I don't blame you. Go ahead and, yeah, like you said, get that. And like I said, we're open 24 hours, so you can call us at any time once you get the information or whatever they tell you. Definitely call back and let us know so we can see if they what happened.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, Ms. Green.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.